Okay, we left off in Avtes Mabez and Tisha Siburin, where the Gemara tells us the following, that if it's kavua, it is aser because it's mefza al mefza dami. The Rishon were bothered by the simple question that why isn't this considered to be a case of a sveik sveika? That number one, the identity of the kikar, the chaticha, is unknown. Either it is chametz or it is non-chametz, but couple that with the suffix of achalte, that who says that the animal that seized it simply placed it and did not eat it, and therefore that should constitute a case of a sveik sveik, and therefore indeed it should be mutter. So Tosus writes the following chiddush, that yes, in principle that's true, that those are two sveikos that could indeed combine, but the case is where the kikar is kol kach gadol, that wasn't possible. If you're dealing with a small piece, yes, maybe it is no longer in existence, it was eaten, but if you're dealing with the kikar gadol, that indeed is not the case. And that, we pointed out, is what the Rama writes in Tafla Mites, that if you're talking about a case of a kikar katan, as long as it was taken by an achver who in principle could consume it in its entirety, so the Rama writes the Chiddush, that talinan lahakel, talinan lahakel. And as he pointed out, Mishnah Berurah writes that that would apply even without bittul, even without bittul, even if you're dealing with the din d'oraisa of Bayram by Matzei, if you have the sveik sveikas in such a case, that is considered to be mutter. The second teretz we saw was the Balamor and Daf Dalem Mabez and Dapi Harif, where the Balamor writes the following, that no, this is Kidder Rabbi Zeira. Because Rabbi Zeira said the following, that Lechem Mishaira, Lechem Mishaira. An animal goes in and takes something. He doesn't eat it in its entirety, but you know what? The pieces are left over. And therefore, that itself would pose a problem. Potential achila, bayram baymatze, it posits a chiyu bedika, because lechem mishaira. What does lechem mishaira mean? That was the great chiddush of Balamor, that it doesn't mean that that's a possibility. It means lechem, let's add one word, lechem vadai, vadai mishaira. Again, the question is, isn't there a suffix of achila? So the Balamor writes, no, there's no suffix of achila kid Rabbi Zeira, and that means that we assume that lechem is vadai, vadai mishaira, which is a great chiddush. Is that necessarily what the Gemara indeed means? Or the Balamor writes, the further teretz that we saw, that really depends. It depends on the animal in question. If you're dealing with an achvar, then yes, mishaira, mishaira. The nature of an achvar is not to eat in its entirety, but you know what? Something indeed is left, and therefore you don't have the safek. Doesn't the Gemara mention at times that achila is a safek? Ooh, tesamad aleph. Yeah, that was regarding achulda. And therefore that chiddush of the Balamor, that it really depends, case by case. If you're talking about a case of an achvar, there is no assumption that the achvar will eat it in its entirety. Its normal derech is the nature to leave, and therefore that does not constitute a case of a sveik sveika at all. And the Ravid indeed is masig on that Balamor, and the Ravid writes here in Dalam Abeis and Dap Yarif, the fourth possibility, and that is that what exactly is the window of time? You go in and you see that, you know what, an achvar grabs a chaticha and it enters the house. It enters the house. You're going to say what? Achalte. The achvar went ahead and ate it. I know he didn't eat it. No, I see it entered. It entered the house. You're going to argue that what? Subsequently? Maybe subsequently it was eaten. It was eaten an hour later. What do you mean? That you see that the chametz entered the bayis. And at that point, there was no suffix whatsoever. At that point, certainly the kikar was kayim. If the kikar was kayim, that means that this bayis now certainly has a chazaka, a chezkas bayis she'en obaduk. So it may very well be that, you know what, as time goes on, that maybe there's another variable, maybe it was subject to achila, but wait, at that point in time, now you have chametz that enters the house, so therefore that compromised the bayis baduk, and therefore a bedik indeed is considered to be necessary. If you're dealing with the case where, yes, that before it would enter the house, you have a sveik sveika, I understand, then one could argue that enochinami, bedik would not be necessary. But here, when it entered the house, there's no sveik sveika whatsoever. And therefore, if it's mechza, mechza, so therefore a single safek requires bedika. And therefore, the bayit now is considered to be a chazaka, shiyesh, v'chametz. And therefore, bedik is considered to be that which is necessary. Those are the four deos that we had seen in the Rishonim. We pointed out that the Rama quotes the sheet of the Balei HaTosus. that we're dealing with the case of a kikar katan, yes, then it's a sfeik sveika. But if you're dealing with a kikar gadol, so therefore there is no suffix of achila because that achvar is incapable of consuming it as a whole, and therefore it's only considered to be a single suffix. But ein achinami. A kikar katan, sveik sveika, and therefore bedika is not necessary. Well, so the Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Gimel that you saw, no? Is bothered by the following. Didn't we discuss the whole Hagdar of Sveik Sveika? When is it, when it is not possible to go into combine Sveikas? We discussed that Rashba, the Chiddush, and Beitzad of Gimel Beis, if you have a Sveik Echad Betaruvos and a Sveik Echad Begufo, in such a case, there is no Tziruv. There is no Tziruv. And why indeed is that true? Why is no possibility of Tziruv? One possibility, who Rabbeinu Peretz was, is because it has to be misug echad in order to combine suffix A with suffix B. So therefore, in Lundus, conceptually, it has to be the same type of suffix. Otherwise, they don't mix. The other possibility, the Rashba, right, was very, very simple. It doesn't mean conceptually the suffix has to be the same, but it's true temporally. Temporally, both have to be chal b'vasachas. The reason the sugi we saw, ksuva stuff beis, that if you have a woman who now is a ba'ula, she's not asura labal because it's a sveik sveika. After all, because of tachtav and eno tachtav and ba'ones uveratzon, that's sug echad. That's the same type of safek. The Rashba is certainly not, but both sveikos are chal bevasachas. At this point in time where all of a sudden it's discovered that she is a ba'ula, now there are two moving parts. One is the when question, another is the how question. When did this happen? How did it happen? In such a case, that's called a sveik sveika. That's mefurish. So the Rashba writes, how can you argue that you can't combine sveikos where in lamdas it's a different type of safek? It's not like shtei taruvos. The Rashba answers, because it has to be chal b'vasachas. Here it's chal b'vasachas. The moment that it's discovered that a woman is a ba'ula, in such a case, there are two moving parts. When did this happen? When she was a pnuya, when she was an eshes ish. And how did it happen? Was it ba'ones uberatzon? And that lends itself to tziruv. Why exactly is that true? Because if it's vaze achar ze, it's not b'vasachas, so therefore the Rashba writes kvar nesra. Kvar nesra. No? It means that the first suffix is gone. The first suffix is history. You have a single suffix, and therefore we're going to assume that a suffix is considered to be usur. A second suffix subsequently arises, that doesn't revitalize, it doesn't reinstate the suffix rishon. So that was the chiddush of the Rashba Shita, that you know what, that in order to label something as a sveik sveika, so therefore both sveikos have to be chal b'vasachas. It cannot be chal b'zeh chazeh. No, so that's a stunning chiddush. No, the Rashba that writes sveik sveika, the chalos asafek has to be that which is b'vasachas. And guess what? The Rama quotes this Rashba. The Rama in Yeradei and Simon Kufyud in Siv Tes quotes this chiddush of Rashba that is sveik sveika. They both have to be chal b'vasachas. Wow. Okay. Ooh, it's the Magen Avraham. Tough lamites. So how does that work here? The Rama quotes the Chiddush of Tosus. And Achra goes ahead and takes the chaticha. No, there's a suffix. What was the nature of this chaticha? Was it considered to be chametz or was it not? Okay, it came from a makam kavua. That was its source. Kol kavua kamech tzamechtadam. Yeah, but isn't there another dimension? Maybe it no longer exists. Maybe achalte. So inachinami, it also says we're talking about a kikar gadol. But if you're talking about a kikar katan, inachinami, that's a sveik sveika. So if the Magen Avraham writes, how can you quote this tosus if you're holding out the chiddush of the Rashba? If the Rashba writes a sveik sveika, it has to be chal b'vasachas. It cannot be chal b'zecher zeh. So what do you mean? The moment the achra goes ahead and seizes the chaticha, you have a single suffix now. You know what the psak is. That no, this is considered to be chametz. Kol kavu is kamech samechtadami. Subsequently, I questioned that maybe, you know what, the chatich is no longer in existence. Yeah, so that's a sveik sveika, which was not chal b'vasachas, that was b'zeh charzeh. So you'll tell me you don't need b'vasachas. Yeah, but the Rama writes you do need b'vasachas, no? So how is it that you reconcile, right, this Rama who is quoting Tosus in our sugya, with Raman Yerodeh that causes Shita the Rashba, the Sfek Sfek has to be Chal Bavasachas. Well, that's the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Ooh, no? Magen Avraham, you know, one line, ooh, you know, that speaks volumes. No, that's the Kasha. That's the Kasha. Oh, so the Rashba maybe could agree. Maybe this is called Bavasachas. Maybe this is called Bavasachas. After all, where and when did all this take place? When did this happen? When did this happen? Well, our sugi is talking about what? On Pesach. On Pesach. No. We're talking about the Chiyuv B'dika. Kodam HaPesach. Kodam HaPesach. That's our sugya. It's Kodam HaPesach. And therefore, when did all this occur? When did the Achra go ahead and seize? Kodam Zman HaYisr. Kodam Zman HaYisr. No? Oh, so Kfar Nesra? What do you mean Kfar Nesra? Kodam Zman HaYisr? Kfar Nesra? The whole Chiddush of the Rashba is that, you know what, that when you have a single suffix, that's it. You know what? We'll be done and that suffix immediately, and therefore it's Aser. Aser what? No? This was an Erev Pesach, Kodem Zman HaYisr. Kodem Zman HaYisr. We're going to argue that Kfar Nesra? Certainly not. So therefore, a Chiddush, that, you know what, if in our case it was Natal Mikodem, guess what? When the Zman HaYisr comes, there are two sfeikos, the Rechal B'Vasachas. Number one is, what was the identity of Chaticha? Good. And number two is the Chaticha necessarily in existence? Or is it not? You're going to say, no, we already resolved the first sefek. What do you mean resolved the first sefek? Kodem Zmano. Kodem Zmano. All of a sudden we assume that now, that it is Aser. It is Aser. It's not Aser at all. There is no Iser that is Chal in any shape or any shape or form. Wow. That's the Chiddush that the Magen Avraham writes, that the Sfeikos have to be Chal B'Vasachas, and it's not called B'Zeh Harzeh Kodem Zman HaYisr. Enoch and Ami, if this were to happen on Pesach, or on Pesach and Achra were to take a Chaticha, and it enters the house, guess what? I'm going to paskin that you better thoroughly go through that house. And maybe you'll argue, isn't there a subsequent Sefek of Achila? I'm going to argue, you know what, the two Sfeikos are not Chal B'Vasachas. But that's only true B'Soch HaPesach. That's not true Kodem HaPesach. No? Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. So that's something which is stunning. That, you know what, the Chalos, is this Chametz or is it not? When exactly is that? Is that Chal? When is that Chal? That's only Chal B'Shas HaYisr. And not Chal Kodem. And therefore, if at the time of the Chalos HaYisr, you have multiple Sfeikos, you know what? I'm going to call that already a case of a Sfeik Sfeika. Where else do you see that this indeed is true? So I wanted you to take a look at that Taz and Or HaChaim in Taf Mem Zayin. When it comes to the following case, now also Hilchos Pesach, no? What about the concept of Mevatlin or Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchil? We know that sometimes a reality results in Bittul. Okay? But Mufurish, a Mishnah in Trumas, and Perakei, the Mishnah Tes, that you can't set up a situation of Bittul. Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchil. Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchil. That, you know what? I see, for example, the Truma gets mixed together with Chulin. And there is no Shir. There is no Shir Bittul. So no problem whatsoever. I'm going to add an abundance of Chulin. I'm going to force now a reality of a Bittul. Oh, so the Mishnah tells us a Chiddush that, you know what, that's Aser. That's Aser. And not only is it Aser, but you know what, if this was done b'mezid, you know, a Knas, Poshup Shat, a Knas, we'll talk about that, that, you know what, it's Nesar. Not only in Levatel Nisla Chachilo, but you know what, you can't take advantage of, right? The Gemara discusses this in Beitz and Daf Dalet, that, you know what, that I go ahead and I have certain Eitzim der Muktza. Oh, so no problem. What about Mar Be'olav Eitzim Muchanim? Mar Be'olav Eitzim Muchanim. The Chiddush is in Beitz and Daf Dalet. It says that that's okay. You know what? I have my Tanur. And all of a sudden, you know what happens? There are gusts of winds and branches break off on Yantif and it falls on my Tanur. Now, guess what? My Tanur has Atzim Muktza. That's a problem. So how do I use the Tanur? Oh, so the Gemara says no problem. No, marba alav eitzim uchanim. Marba alav eitzim uchanim. That you know what? That just go ahead and take an abundance of wood that was designated before Yontif, that is not Muktza, and throw it into the Tanur, as you typically would, and all of a sudden you force a situation of Bittul. You force a situation of Bittul. The Gemara immediately asks, no, it's against the Mishnah and Shumas, no? Ein mavatlin isalachat chila. The Gemara says, a great Chiddush. Here we're only dealing with Muktza derabanan, Muktza derabanan, and if you're dealing with Muktza derabanan, mevatlin isalachat chila. Wow. Truma, ooh, Truma daraisa, Truma daraisa, wow. But here you're dealing with Muktza, wow. So at that point in time in the Gemara, you get the impression that ein mevatlin nisachachila is if you're dealing with an issa daraisa like truma, but if you're only dealing with an issa drabanan, mevatlin nisachachila. Wow, mevatlin nisachachila. Now you know there's a difficulty here, no? Because we're dealing with an issa of muktza, and as we discussed, muktza is a davar sheish lamatirin. No, muktza is a davar sheish lamatirin. This is beitza daf dalid. We learned at length beitza daf gimel. No. Muktz is a Dorash Leish Lamatirin. And in a Dorash Leish Lamatirin, a Suffolk is usher and there is no Bittul. So what do you mean you can go ahead and take an abundance of firewood and add it to the Tanur, to Mevatel, the Atse Muktzah? There is no Bittul when it comes to Muktzah. No? That's a pretty heavy kasha. You know what the Gemara answers such a Chiddush? No, this is different. This is different. No? Because Mikla Kali. No? When you're going to benefit from, oh, the heat of the Muktzah was already destroyed, it was already burnt. It was already burnt. And therefore, you know what? This is not considered to be an example of an Dover Shleish Lamatirin, which is not Batel, because you're not being Nehna when it's Be'en. You're only being Nehna after the fact that it was thoroughly destroyed. And therefore, you don't have to worry about Dover Shleish Lamatirin. Wow, wow. Oh, so I'll tell you the Chomer now, the Rush. Once you come onto the second Teretz, that this case is different. This case is different. You can't compare it to the Muktzah because here you're only being Nehna la'achar hasreifa, and that's not typically true when it comes to Bittul. You're being Nehna when it's Be'en, not la'achar hasreifa. So this cannot serve as a model at all because here, any Hana that you get, it is la'achar hasreifa. You know what the Rush writes? Oh, now we have to work backwards a little bit. No? What was the first kasha of the Gemara? Here, in Mavat Mesechachila, yeah, but it's a mystery in Shumas that writes, Ein mevatlin nisachachila, and here you mevatlin, how can that possibly be? What was the Gemara forced to answer? You have to assume that mevatlin islachin when it comes to Yisuri Rabbanan. Oh, so you know what the Rush writes? But now that you read on, Anushlak al-Atari of Dorshei Shematirin, and now that the Gemara answers this case is different, oh, when this case is different, I no longer have to argue that the Mishnah in Shumas is limited to Shum, which is Daraisa. The reason that that's mutter is because you're only nen elachar asreifa, and that's the chumra of the Rush that ein mevatlin nisachachila applies even to isuri drabanan. And you raise your hand and say it's against the Gemara, it's against the sugya based on daf dalet. No, it's against the first step of the Gemara based on daf dalet. But once you come on to step two, the Gemara says muktzah is completely different. Vaharaya ein mevatlin nisachachila. Vaharaya Davarshesh Lamatirin, and therefore there's no kasha whatsoever. Wow. That's the sugya of Davarshesh Lamatirin. That's the sugya of Mevatlin Sachatchila. So, Minhastam, with not the exception of Muktza, because there the Hana is La'achar Hasreifa, Ein Mevatlin Sachatchila. Ein Mevatlin Sachatchila. Okay. A little bit unclear from that whole Gemara. Is that a Dindaraisa? Is that a Dindaravana? Ein mevatlin islachatchila. Midaraisa midrabanan. Is that a chumra drabanan? Or midaraisa ein mevatlin islachatchila. This isn't our sugya, but that's a fundamental machlokas. I'll tell you, there are three shitas. The Ran in Chulin and Daf Lamed Hei and Daf Arif quotes a couple of the shitas. Either it's daraisa drabanan, tosus drabanan, the rive at its daraisa. And there's a beautiful pshara of the No Debi Yehuda. Nobody has found in Yerodea Simin Memhe, where the No Debi Yehuda writes the following. Maybe there's a difference. This is like very important for the whole concept of Taruvos. Aren't there different types of combinations? Combinations. You can have a Taruvos of Lach Balach. You can have a Taruvos of Yavesh B'Yavesh. And that's the Chiddush of Noda B'Yuda. There's a fundamental difference between Lach B'Lach as opposed to Yavish B'Yavish. When it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, it's very hard to assume at the end of the day that the Miut is Kamanda Lesedam. It's as though the minority doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. You know what? You have two salamis that are kasher, one that's treif, and you juggle. No? It doesn't exist. It doesn't. Even if I say I have a right to rely on Rove, it doesn't exist. The Miut doesn't exist. But isn't that different when it comes to something like Lach B'Lach? Where maybe one could argue the following. You have an abundance of that which is kasher, and a little bit of something which is treif, right, falls in. Maybe there I could argue that the Miut is considered to be Kamanda Lesedami. It loses its status. It loses its integrity. Al Yidei Bittul. It's not just that Midine Hachra, Hochana Chaharov. Yeah, but it's considered to be much, much more than that. You know, there are different dinim and rov. Sometimes we assume a bittul barov, a rubo kikulo, holchena chaharov. Here, when it comes to a case of alach balach, maybe I can argue that, you know what, the problematic ingredient was so insignificant that it's thoroughly absorbed in its kamanda lesedam. Hard to say that about a taruvos of yavesh b'yavesh. Oh, so that's the chiddush Nodira writes in Afkamina, that when do we assume that ein mavat nislachatchil is only an isid rabbanon in something like alach balach? You're talking about a yavesh b'yavesh where at the end of the day the iser is still be'en. There he writes that, you know what? Ah, the ravid shita. That really is considered to be that which is forbidden. Forbidden on a level of daraisa. Wow. So that's an important chiddush. Now, there the iser of ein mavatlin is a din daraisa. So clearly, a mishnah. Ein mavatlin is lachatchila. That's clear. And a fundamental machlokas rishonim, right? Whether that's a din daraisa, a din rabbanon, whether it applies to yisurei rabbanon, right? How you understand that gemara beitz and daf dal and lebeis? Does the second teretz undermine the whole first approach to the sugya? So you saw that taz, no? In Taf Mem Zayin, where what happens in the following case? You have a taruvos. Interesting, the taz writes you have a taruvos of Lach Balach, and you know what? There isn't a Shirabitl. You have an abundance of Kashr LePesach, but Chametz, right, enter the Taruvos, and there's no Shir. There's no Shirabitl, right? It's Pachos Mishishim. There's no Shir. There's no Shirabitl. Oh, so you know that Taz writes such a Chiddush, that you know what? Yachal Laharbo Salav, Kodem HaPesach. You know what? Right now, you can add an abundance of that which is Kashal HaPesach in order to see to it that now there's a sheer bittel of Shishim keneged the chametz. How in the world? What happened to Ein Mavatel Nislechatchila? No? At least on a level of Drabanan, even in Lach B'Lach, but at least on a level of Drabanan. And don't forget the Mishnah in Shumas, that if you did this B'Mezid, the whole thing is Aser. How is that possible? What do you mean that Yachal Laharbo Salav? How can you argue indeed that that's true? Oh, so you know that Taz writes the following Chiddush? No, because all of this was before Pesach. All of this is before Pesach. And if it's before Pesach, you can't really say that the Isser Chametz is Chal. And if the Isser Chametz is not Chal, how can you say that that is called being Mevatel Isser? How can you say that Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila? Isser, what Isser? That there is no Isser right now. Because all this is considered to be Kodma Pesach. So if a person were to go ahead and to be Marbe, and Pesach, of course, that's not a question. Number one, Ein Mevat. Number two, Chametz of Pesach, as you know, is Asher B'Mashehu. But Chametz Kodma Pesach is not Asher B'Mashehu. No? And therefore, you can take advantage and you can set up a situation of Bittul And what about imavatul nislach hatchila? You know what the answer is? Isser. It's not yet considered to be shel isser. Well, that's the chiddush of the Taz when it comes to imavatul nislach hatchila. If this was not yet chal, how can you indeed argue that that is true? That's the Magen Avraham when it deals with our case of a suffek. A suffek korma pesach. A suffek and sfek sveka korma pesach, because this sir chametz was not yet chal. And there's no consideration of ein mevatel and issel lechatchila because the isser was not yet chal. This is such a chiddush, no? That the isser is not yet chal, so therefore, how can you say ein mevatel and issel lechatchila? Ein mevatel and mashi yavo lidei isser. Who says that's the principle? Ein mevatel and issel lechatchila. But if I'm mevatel now, and by the time the isser begins, guess what? It was already subject to bittul. So therefore, there's no problem of ein mevatel nisla chatchila at all. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Where do you see this is true? There has to be a raya, no? That you can be mevatel and iser kodim zman yisuro. Where do you see this is true? So the Taz writes that raya lezeh kasafti behilchos sukkah. No? Raya lezeh kasafti behilchos sukkah. That's tafresh chavav. That's mefurish in mechaber. That's mishnayis, no? That, you know what? A person can be mevatel schach posel al yedei schach kasher. How in the world? I understand there's a concept of bittul, I understand. But how can you go ahead and do so? What do you mean that mechaberites mutter levatel? Mutter levatel schach posel. How in the world is that possible? What happened to the principle of ein mevatel nisach achila? I go in, I'm constructing my sukkah. And I have an abundance of schach kasher, but you know what? I can incorporate schach posel because the schach posel is considered to be batel. How exactly is that possible? Oh, so take a look in the Sefer Agudah. Right, in Simen Yud, the Sefer goes mefurish. You know what? Because after all, this is all before Sukkot. This is kodem yantiv and eino asur adayin. If this is all kodem sukkas, what do you mean? Ein mevatlin isla chatchila. That's mefurish nereshon. That's what the Aguda writes, black and white. No, in Hilchos Sukkah and Simen Yud, that it is not called being mevatel schach posel. What do you mean it's schach posel kodem zmano? What is a schach posel? It means when Pesach arrives, when Sukkot arrives. When Pesach arrives, it's chametz. When Sukkot arrives, it has a chaloshim sukkah. But that's not considered to be the Ein Mevatlin. That's the Chiddush of Magen Avraham that in our sugyas, there's a huge difference as to whether all this occurred B'soch HaPesach or whether it occurred Kodem HaPesach. And the Raya is Halacha Psuka, now that Mevatlin Schach Posel, Ayidei Schach Kasher. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. How else can you understand this Halacha? That after all, you can go ahead and be Mevatel Schach pasal ayrei schach kasher. How indeed can that be? How can that possibly be? So I'll tell you another possibility. That this is a chiddush that the Ran writes. This I didn't put in Ramakomos, but this Ran is in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and Dapei Harif. Yud Beis Amud Beis and Dapei Harif, where the Ran is bothered by the following very basic kasha. Now, isn't there a parsh in the Torah of Hagolas Kelim? You have, right, a kli, right, where there's a blias ha'iser, all is not lost, no? Hagola. You know, you can kasha the kli. You can kasha, that's the parsh of kli minyan. No? Hagola. How exactly does Hagala work? How exactly is it that Hagala works? So the Ran writes the following, that, you know, you're going to go ahead and boil it up. Let's assume you have this kli, which is oop, and you know what? You're going to go ahead and immerse it or boil it up with water. And that is going to cause the iser to be polate. Guess what? All of a sudden that which is absorbed, right, is now going to go ahead and to be removed from the dofen hakli, and what's the next word? No, and now guess what? And al yedei hagadol So the Isser is Batel in the Mayim, which is used for the purpose of Hagalah. No? The whole concept of Hagalah's Kalim is an offshoot, is a detail of Bittul. A Bittul. There's a little bit of a Tam of Isser. You know what Hagalah means? Somehow I can see to it that I can cause that Tam to be released. And now it is going to be Batel. Now it's going to be Batel. So if that's the, what about the concept of Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila? That's the kash of the Ran. And don't forget the Ravid. Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila is a Din D'oraisa. Well, it's a Din D'oraisa. There's a parsha of Hagol and Hechsher Kelim in the Chumash. No? Klei Midyan. You go ahead and now you seize the Klei Midyan. You have to undergo a Hagolah to see to it that the Yisr is Pole and it's Batel. It's Batel. How could that possibly be true? How can that possibly be true? Ooh. So the Ran writes the following interesting chiddush. The Ran writes this answer that kevan she'ein kavanaso lehenos mitam ze shori. Wow. That there's no intent here in any shape or form to be nehne from the Tam HaEser. To be nehne from the Tam HaEser. That's not called Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila. Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila means that, you know what, that a person cannot go ahead and benefit from, meaning you're deriving direct hana from that which is Aser through Bittul. Through Bittul. That typically is true. I have Truma, and I am not a Kohen. But I'm going to go ahead and put an abundance of chulin in order to be nehne, in order to eat this truma. Yeah, al yedei bittul, you're being nehne min hatruma. That is considered to be aser. But the Ran writes, that's critical. If there isn't that benefit from, and if the entire purpose is not to benefit al yedei the bittul, that is not ein mevatel nislachatchila. Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila means a person cannot go ahead and use this device in order to benefit from the Tam HaEser. The Ran writes, that's not what you're doing here. You're not in any shape or form. You're not being nene from the Tam HaEser whatsoever. You're extracting the Tam HaEser, gone, finished, done, in order to use the Kli, that's true. But you're not being nene from the Iser, not being nene from the Tam HaEser. And therefore, that's not called Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila. Wow, that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. The Ran writes, wow. That's the whole Yisod of Hagalah. Hagalah means that I can extract the Tam which is Aser and be Mevatel it. And that's not called Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila because the person is not being Nene, right, from the Gufa Yisr. That's the Chiddush, Mefurish and Ran. What is Zaron Daf Yud Beis? That's what the Bach writes on that Simen. Of being Mevatel Schach. How in the world is it possible to go into be Mevatel the Schach Pasel Al Yedei Schach Kosher? Ooh, so one possibility was because all this is Kodem Sukkos, and if it's Kodem Achag, it doesn't have the status of Schach Pasel, so therefore, you know what? I'm preempting. By the time the Chalos kicks in, it's all Schach Kosher. Wow, okay. Fascinating, no? Ooh, so the Bach writes, but what's the alternative? The alternative is this viewer of the Ran. And the Bach writes, this is found in the Mordechai in Sukkah, Tavshin Lamed Ches, that here, it's not that, it's the Tzorach Mitzvah. In the Tzorach Mitzvah, you don't have to worry about Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila. Since it is the Tzorach Mitzvah, and mitzvos lav lehenos nitna. This is a Mordechai. You are not being nehene min ha'iser, and therefore there's no isra vein mevatel nislachatchila. Wow, that's mafurish and Mordechai. That's like they're pretty stunning, no? Machlokas Rishonah, the Mordechai and the Agoda. That how do you understand the possibility of being the mevatel schach which is kasher, either because Schach pasal de schach kasher. Either because not yet, and that would be a chiddush. Not yet means not yet. That would only apply kodem sukkos, it wouldn't apply on Sukkot? Or the other answer is the following. No, the whole sugya of Ein Levarta Sachila means taking advantage of. And it's not considered to be Ein Levarta Sachila unless one is being nehene, me oso habito. And that is not called being nehene oso habito, just like the Ran writes about Hechshir and Hagala. Ah, the Mordechai writes when it comes to cases of being Mevato, Lesach. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. I'll tell you like an amazing biur. Or Slavichik said this, the name of his father, Rav Moshe. With nafkaminas. We mentioned that Mishnah in Trumas. That you know what? Not only is there an Isser of Ein Mevato Lesach Achila, that's one. But what's the next step? If you do so, it's Osir. If you do so, it's Osir. And therefore, you're not allowed to take advantage of the Bitul HaChatchila. Why exactly is that true? So, Poshup Shat, we always assume, no? That's not so unusual. That's like true of so many Knasos, no? That's typical Knas. You're not allowed, Rachman al-Assan, to be Mechal HaShabbos, no? And what happens in a case of Mevashel B'Shabbos? Mevashel B'Shabbos, guess what? That there's a repercussion. No? Rabbi Yehuda Meir. No? Yochanan Sam, the three sheetahs in Tanaim. How far does the Isser go? Mezud, Shogeg, Yu, Acherim, the whole business, no? It's so common that something is Asr, and if you dare go ahead and do so, the Cheft is Nesar. So, Eim Avatul Nislachatilo, and if you dare go ahead and do so, guess what? There's a Knas to Rabbanu. Okay? I would say that's probably the simple beer. You know? If that's really the simple beer, I'll just tell you the following halacha. This is what Rav Slavichik was talking about. If you look in Yerideya, in Simon Sarites, in Sifhei, you know, very often we distinguish between you and others. You know what? Like Mevashel B'Shabbos. No? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, a difference between the one who, as opposed to a stranger. They're the Mechaber writes like a fascinating Chiddush. You know what? Simon Sarites is in Mevatel Nislachatchila. That if I did it for you, guess what? That's not called Acherim. You know, Acherim means a stranger, a bystander, someone who is not connected whatsoever. But if I am doing this for you, I'm being levato the Isser in order that you're going to benefit from, guess what? It's not only Isser for me, it's Isser for you. It's Isser for the one who is levato the Isser, and the Mechaber is a Chiddush. It's Isser l'mi shenasha bishvilo. L'mi shenasha bishvilo. That's the Mechaber in Simen Sarites. If you're der levato nislachatchila, it's not only Usr for the person who's Mevatel Isser, but it's also Usr for L'mi Shanasha Bishvilo. L'mi Shanasha Bishvilo. Realize that's like a Chiddush, right? If I did it for you, guess what? You're the guy. No, you're not just a stranger. You're not a stranger. You know, I would ask you a very simple question. Does this apply Kol HaTorah Kula? Mevashel B'Shabbos. Oh, difference between no as opposed to Acherim. Oh, no. But if I did it for you, you're the guy. You're the one. And therefore, it's Usr. It's Usr on Shabbos. Maybe Usr forever. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan Sandler. Is that really true? Of course it's true. That's what says in our day at Sarites. So Slavichik pointed out like a stunning Chiddush in the name of his father. You ready for this? Brace yourself. No? Yeah, you heard it here. No? Eim Avartan Sechat Chivu. And Mufurish the Mishnah. No? And if you do it, it's Usr. Ah, that's a perfect example of a knas since you violated the... No. You know what the answer is? Ah, the Bach, the Mordechai. Wow. That's pretty unbelievable, no? You know, the whole Hagdara of Ein Mevatel Nislachatchila means you bring about a situation of Bittul and you take advantage of the Bittul. And you're nehene mibitulo. You're nehene mibitulo. You're ready for this Kiddush? Unbelievable, no? You got it already, no? Wow. So no, if the Chacham declared it's off limits, it's Asr, Ah, you know, that's the greatest Eitzah Tova you can imagine, no? Ah, the Chum have your back, no? It's also, you're not allowed to be Nenemin, and therefore, you know what? If you're not Nenemin, you didn't violate the Isser of Ein Mevat in the Srachila. This is not just a random knas. The Isser is to be Nenemin Habitulo. So the Chachamim go ahead and say the following, that you know what, that if a person goes and does so, we're going to declare that the Cheftz is Nesar. And guess what, that if the Cheftz is Nesar, it's a Chiddush in the following sense. You know, maybe this wasn't part of my mindset, you know? When I was in Vatal Isser, I really intended to use it. You have the Chachamim, no, they know better than I do, no? It's off limits. And if it's off limits in such a case, and you're not Nena Min Habitul, you're not Nena Habitul. So therefore, that's not called a mevat l'sachachila. I'll tell you like a chumra. No, you walk into my house, a mekel. No, we only have one garbage can. No, we don't have a separate garbage can for milchiks and fleishiks. No, why in the world not? No, you know the kids had fleishiks, so they threw all the leftovers in the garbage can, and someone else had milchiks, and he poured a little bit of the milk. Whoa, that's bitul basar b'chalav. No, that's bitul basar b'chalav. But is that really like Ein Mevat L'Sachachila? Now you have a lot of flesh, a little bit of milk. You know what the answer is? No. There was no Kavanas Habitul. There was no Hanomen Habitul, no the Mordechai. That's not called Ein Mevat L'Sachachila. To go ahead and to do it in order to generate and to be Nenamin, that's a fascinating Chiddush. No? That's not an example of a Knas B'Chola Torah Kula. Here, this is an incredible Eitzah, that, you know what, if the Chachamim say the Cheftz is Nesa, that means the Bittul didn't accomplish anything, and therefore, that's like having a single garbage can. No, that's not called Ein Mevat L'Sachachila. So Soloveitchik pointed out the name of his father, that if that's the Hagdar, it makes very sense, that, okay, I'm not going to be Nana, but I'm doing this for my best friend. I'm doing the Mishnah Bishvilo. Very mistaber that should be part of the Halacha D'Rabbanan. Because I'm not doing it for myself, but I did it for him, and he's going to benefit from. That was a deliberate bittul. But it's no raya that in Hilchos Shabbos, if I'm doing it for you, we would call you the player as opposed to Acheri. In Shabbos, it's just a straight knas d'rabbanan. A person who's machal Shabbos, we're kones him. So a person who's machal Shabbos, we're kones. We're kones. The one who violated the malacha. Either Mechaber writes, no, you have to expand, you have to broaden that to include the person for whom this was done. No, that's true in Ein Mevat L'Sachachila. Because if I'm going to be Mevat L'Nisr for you, that means that this is a deliberate act of Bittul in order that one should be Nena Min HaTaruvos. Oh, so that is Nisr. And by saying it's off limits to even him. Wow. So that's a Chiddush, no? But that's the Yisod, that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai in the allowance to be Mevatel Schach also. Since you're not Nehenem min Habitul, not just Tzorach Mitzvah, you're not Nehenem min Habitul. So in such a case, that's not called in Mevatel Nisr in Eslachachil. Remember when we learned the Maseches Gittin? No? Remember we did the Sugya of a Get Yashan? I remember that. Now, the student getting that fine test? A little familiar? No? Okay. No. And Rav Soloveitchik suggests the same Chiddush there and get Yashan. That was also unbelievable. No? You know, let's assume, for example, you have this. A husband goes and intends to divorce his wife. And you know what? He writes the get. Ksiva saget. The get was not given. It was ksiva saget. What happens if after the ksiva saged, let's say there was yichud, there were miyachid together, nimlach, you know, maybe I won't get. Okay, then he does. So you know what? Beis Hillel Shita is, if you have that, that's called right, a get yashan, an old get. It means, you know, it was a get that was written. And the assumption is, you know, the next step is going to be the Nesina Saget, and all of a sudden, something happened in between. No, it was Yichud. It was Yichud in between. No? So, Beis Hillel Osir, that get should not be given. That get should not be given. Well, In other words, because you know what, there was a change of mind or a change in reality. It was mamash yichud in between the ksiva saget and the future nesina saget. So that's what the Mishnah says, the following, that Bisalos is Ostrin, that get should not be given. That already is a get Yoshan, that should not be given. You know what? You know what the Gemara tells us? Oh, but you know what? That Imnises, let's say the get was used. The get was used, Lotetse. Right? You know? The get was used and somebody else got married based on that get, it's okay. You can let the second issues remain. No? That's Mefurish, Gidna Fayuntes. If you have a get yashan, l'chadchila, don't use the get. But b'diavad, if the get was used, the gerishin is chal. And if the gerishin is chal, so therefore, im nisei slotetze. So we're learning Maseches Gittin, we point out a very simple thing. What do those words mean? What do these words mean? You know what, this is not the get that typically should indeed be used, but the im nisei slotetze. But if it was used, meaning that this get was delivered, and guess what? A woman remarried, we don't consider the second marriage to be an illicit relationship. But like, an Eish HaSish is getting married. But what exactly the words of Im Nisis Lo Seitze mean? So I'll tell you just the following Chiddush. Take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes the following. I want to tell you a klal the Rambam writes. Right? Kol makom she'amar b'chibur zeh. Woo. You know, get ready, no? Every time that I tell you a get is possible, you know, that doesn't mean the get is batel, that the get is nothing, it means there's a problem. The get is possible. Right? The get is possible. And the im says, and if you took advantage of that get, the woman got remarried, lo seitze. And if they have a child, the vlad is kosher. The vlad is kosher. But, the Rambam writes, the kosin lo get acher kosher. But redo the maisa gerushin. If a woman, she's married to her second husband, but she got married with a get that has a problem to Rabbanon, you can remain married to your second husband, but let the first husband go ahead and write another get and give it to you. Midaraisa, the get is a get kosher. We're not going to disrupt the whole second marriage. So the Rambam writes, a klal gadol, no, kol makom shemar lechin razeh. In almost every case, that I'm telling you of psak of nisayis, loteitse, it doesn't mean don't do anything. Unbelievable, it means redo the gerishin. But you don't have to divorce. That's the meaning. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud. Avokas get with one exception. The Rambam writes the following, no, Perek Gimel achahein ochas gerishin. Oh, that case of a get yashan. A person goes and writes a get. And guess what? That after the get is written, there's an iser yichud. After you write a get, you're not supposed to seclude yourself with that woman. You already had a ksiva saget. And if yichud occurs, it's a get yashan. And the Rambam writes that, you know what? Don't use that for the purpose of gerushin. And what happens if yes? What happens im gir shaboso haget? What did the Gemara say? Lo seitze. What does the Rambam say? Im gir shaboso haget? You ready for this? Tinase bo lechatchil. Okay. Let it ride, right? The Rambam says, every place we say, im nisayis lo seitze, you know what it means? It means we're not going to insist you have to get divorced, but redo the gerush. So in every place, the Rambam writes that when you have a problematic get, so the halacha is, redo the gerushin. And here the Rambam writes, I'm telling you there's an exception to this. And that's a case of a get yashan, where lo yigarish bo, but the im gir shaboso haget, let it go. Don't repeat the gerishin and mamish tinase bo lechatchila. Like, why in the world? No? This is one of the many, many cases. So what do you mean? Inisis lo seitze. Why should this case be different? Well. See, Rav Soloveitchik said, that's exactly the end of Atnas Chachila. No? A person goes ahead, let's say, and writes a get. You know the Chiddush of Ksivas HaGet? Ksivas HaGet is not just simply the Hachanas HaChetz. It's not just the Hachanas HaChetz. The Ksivas HaGet is the Tchilas Maisa Girish. With so many rayas, no? Because of an Asan. That's already the Tchilas Maisa Girish. The Tchilas Maisa Girish. And the Chum declared the following, that you know what? That once the Maisa Gerishin begins, there's Nisri Yichud. There's not only Nisri Yichud after Gerishin. Don't be Miyachet with your first wife. There's an Isser of Yichud with step one. With step one. That's what happened here, no? A person went ahead and he wrote a get. And then he secluded himself with his wife. That's Osir. And what happens if now step two is done? Let it be. What do you mean, let it be? Whenever you have a case of Nisa Soseitse, it means repeat the Maisa Gerishin. No. So that's just like in Vatna Sechachil. What do you think? Meaning what? This is not a get puzzle of Nisei's Teitze or Loseitze. This is the following, that once the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin is done, there's an Isra of Yichud. When there's an Isra of Yichud after the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin, and guess what? Step two. There is Gerishin. When the Chachamim said, don't use this get. You know what the Chiddush is? If you don't use the get, the Tchilas Ksivas HaGet is not the Maisa Gerishin. It's not the Tchilas. The get was never used. The Ksivas Oso HaGet is not the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. And if it's not the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin, guess what? There's no Isser Yichud. By not using this get, guess what? Iglai Milsa, you didn't violate an Isra of Yichud. If you give the get, it turns out you violate an Isra of Yichud. Lachar Tchilas Maisa Gerish. So the Chachamim said, you know what? Don't use this get. What happens if you use the get? You use the get, you violate an Isra of Yichud. Give another get. No. Give another. That's not the answer, no? Giving another get is not necessary and it doesn't help. There was still an Isra Yichud after the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. That's why the Rambam writes, that's the one exception. That normally don't, but Lo Seitzei means you have to repeat the Maisa Gerishin, because get divorced with a get kasher midrabanan. The get is a get kasher midrabanan. Here, not following through with the Maisa Gerishin means you're not going to violate this Rav Yichud. So, Kolzman, that the get is not given, that's a great Eitzah. Don't give this get. Once it's given, the Rambam writes, Tinasei b'lechatchila. Wow, that's a heavy issue, no? That means that sometimes the fact that I don't go the next step, taking advantage of the bittul, or utilizing the get, Iglei Muslim Afreya, that this was not violated in any shape or form. That's a very, very heavy chiddush. All right, so think about that. Take a look, right? I want you to take a look. One marmakom, right? This we'll have to discuss. The chiddush Rabbi David, pretty fascinating. That is it so obvious that if I have a sveik, it should be mutter? Our Tosus assumes yes. So you have to assume it's a chaticha gdol, and therefore there's no sveika. Rabbi David writes an amazing chiddush, but take a look carefully, right? Here on Osagia, yeah. He writes the following, of course, generally a sveik is mutter. Right? Generally a sveik is mutter. You know why a sveik is mutter? Let's say it in the simplest terms, I have to talk about it. Now, a sveik is two steps removed from the problem, no? This is the problem. And now guess A is the problem. Now there's B, now there's C. The gap between A and C is unusual, no? Okay. Chiddush Menorah is the following. When it comes to Bidika and Biur, where the whole need for Chippus is B'makom Safek, so a Sfek Sfeka in Bidika Schames is equivalent to a single Safek, B'chalat Torah Kula. You're one step removed from the norm of Isser, the norm of Isser. B'chola Torah Kula, the norm of Isser is Vaday, so Sfeik Sfeik is so far removed, you can't breach that gap between A and C, and I'm going to pass him that it's Mutter. But if you're dealing with anything lalacha that must be done by Malkum Safek, so you know what? So a Sfeik Sfeik notches it down one step, you have to be Chayish for. The lambdas of a Sfeik Sfeik is that the gap is too wide. So here, when it comes to the case where the mitzvah of biur and bedika is a mitzvah which is al ha-safek, so in such a case, a sfeik sfeika is comparable to a single safek, b'chol ha-Torah kula, and that's why a person may be machmer, even welcome sfeik sfeika. Unlike Tosus that says that, no, you have to narrow it down to a single safek when it comes to the safek of bedika. Okay, so Mirza Hashem will pick up, and then we have to start the case of Shteitzi. Okay.